Okay, so we're gonna pick up on Kuf Mem Hey Amid Beis by Chalos Dvash, which is like the third wide line. I'm gonna try to move. So Chalos Dvash, Gemara is going back to explain the Mishnah that talked about these honeycombs that are oozing out the honey on Shabbos. So the Mishnah said Chalos Dvash that you squeeze on Erev Shabbos and the honey is still oozing out on Shabbos. The Chacham said it's usher to eat the honey, and Rav Elazar is matir. So ki usher Rav Osha min Narado. Rav Osha came from Narado. Usher va'aisim asnisim yadei. He came and he had a brice in his hands. And the brice says zaysim va'anavim. When it comes to olives and grapes, she riskam be'erev Shabbos. I guess if they start to be squeezed on Erev Shabbos, be'yatsu me'atzman, and the juice oozes out by itself on Shabbos. Asurin, it's usher to drink that stuff because as a gzera, maybe you'll come to squeeze it by your help by yourself. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon matirin, and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon are matir. So Amar Rav Yosef, it's the same machlokas right, that we just had in our Mishnah. What's this coming to add? He says Amar Rav Yosef, Gavri Yisera Aslash Meinan. He's just coming to tell me that there's another person because is the kavada for Rav Oshia to bring this bright to just teach us that even that also Rav Shimon holds that the mashka that comes out by itself is going to be mutter. In the Mishnah, we already had Rabbi Elazar who said it, and here it says Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon matirin. It's the same idea. What was just coming to add me another sheet to leheter? So Amar Abayabai says, Rav Yosef Tuva Kamash Plan. No, there's a bit chiddush what Rav Osho has come to teach us, is that the Imi Masnisan had been from our Mishnah, Havamina Hasum Hu, Demikara Uchlo Sof Uchla. In our Mishnah, you would have thought the reason why Rabbi Elazar said it's mutter is because in the beginning, what comes out of the oil, what comes out from the olive, it's food. Right, in the Mishnah we're talking about honey, it's food in the beginning, it's food at the end. It's not liquid, it's not a drink. So maybe that's why he says you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos when it comes out by itself. Well, hacha, but here, by the Zesim Yanovim, Timikara Uchla Vasof Mashka, then in the beginning it's Ochel, and then when it comes out, it's considered a liquid, Amalo, maybe he would not have permitted it. So Kamash Malan, that's why Rav Osho brought this Brisa to teach us that even in the case of the Zesim Yanovim, Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar would say that it's mutter when it comes out by itself. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is fundamental Mishnah regarding the halachas of Bishul, it's basically the halacha that we talk about in Bishul Achar Bishul comes from this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Kol Shabbat B'cham Erev Shabbos, anything that was cooked on Erev Shabbos, Shorin also B'cham in Shabbos. You let it warm it up, you let it put it back into the hot water on Shabbos. Because it's not we're not going to be considered Bishul if you rewarm it up on Shabbos. Right, my Mishnah Narashi says, Kol Shabbat B'cham in Shabbos, Nizbashel, so Shorin also B'cham in Kedishi, Namuach, like I said, it melts. Right, b'chol shelo ba b'cham in Erev Shabbos, anything that was not cooked in Erev Shabbos, then meidichin oso b'Shabbos. I guess you can spray it with hot water on Shabbos. You now let it soak it in the hot water, because that's considered cooking. Chutz min hamaliach hayashan, except for this salted fish, the kulios ha'ispanian, and this other salted fish that's called the kulios ha'ispanian, that you may not even spray the hot water on it, because those are easily cooked, called kale abishol, shadach hasan, zohi gemar malachtan. Because just, spraying on it is considered gemar malacha, and that's going to be sufficient to allow you to eat it, and therefore that's going to be aser. So kegon mai, so the Mishnah had mentioned that anything that's kol shabbat v'cham erev Shabbos, you're allowed to cook it on Shabbos as well. So kegon mai, what's a case like that? Amar of Safra, kegon tarnagolso de Rabbi Abba, like the chicken of Rabbi Abba, that he would cook it and he would let it soak in the water a long time, and therefore, anyway, I guess he would sort of like a soup, I guess, afterwards. Rashi says he would drink it for refuah. The Amar of Safra, now they're going to say that how gross this dish was. The Amar of Safra, Zimlechad Ikloha. So one time I went to the house of Rabbi Abba, the Ochlon Mina, and he fed me this chicken the way he prepared it. The Ilo Rabbi Abba, Ashkarin Chamra Bartosa Tarfe, had he not given me good 3-year-old wine, it nase. I guess I would have vomited. It was just so gross, the food that he gave me. Rabbi Yochanan Rayik Mikutach the Bavli. Rabbi Yochanan used to get sick. He would get disgusted by the kutach habavli, some sort of dip. You come across it in Pesach and Gemara Pesachim. It was just this dip that would last a long time, some sort of condiment. So he was disgusted by it. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, V'lirok anon mitarnagolos de Rabbi Abba. I should also, I'm right for me to vomit, I guess, from the tarnagol of Rabbi Abba. V'od, and not only that, Amar Rav Gaza, Zimnachad Iklul Hassam, one time I went to Eretz Yisrael, the others kutach de bavli, and I made for them this kutach de bavli. She eliminate kol brichi de rava. But nevertheless, all the sick people in Eretz Yisrael wanted to eat it. So he says it wasn't disgusting. They loved it. It was helpful for them. Okay. The Mishnah says, Kol Shaloba Bechamin, whatever is not cooked on Erev Shabbos can't be cooked on Shabbos. So what happens? What happens if you went ahead and except for these other small fish type things, but these small fish type things, even if you pour water on it, that's going to be considered the Gemar Malachim. What happens if you went ahead and you did it? Hediach Mai. What if you violated this rule in the Mishnah and you poured the hot water on the Kulios and the Espanyin with hot water? What's the din? Amar of Yosef, Hediach Chayv Chatas. If you did it, you Chayv Chatas. It's Bishul. Special Doraisa, Amar Mad Brei Darvina, Afanan Amitanina. I also learned that I learned in the Mishnah, Chutz Mimeliach Yashem Chulis Haisparin, Shehadachasan Zohi Gemar Melachton. Gemar Melachton is a lashon in our Mishnah that's actually a Melacha, and therefore you Chai Vechatos, Shema Mino, that is actual Bishul and Chai Vechatos, not the Rabbanan, but the real Doraisa. So now we have some Agadita till the Mishnah on the next Amud. Yossi Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yossi, they were sitting Kamed Rav Yochanan, they were sitting in front of Rav Yochanan, the Yossi Rav Yochanan Menamnim, and Yosef is dozing off. So you know what's going to happen, eventually he's going to perk up and he's going to say something else. Right? Amalei Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yossi, so Rav Chiya bar Abba says, Rav Yossi, Nema Ofo Shebavel Shemenim, why are the birds in Bavel fatter than the birds, I guess, in Eretz Yisrael? So Amalei, Kalech Lamidbar Azza. What are you talking about? Go to Midbar Aza, which is in Eretz Yisrael, the Arech Shmeini Mehen, and I'll tell you that birds are even fatter than the birds in Bavel. So then he asked him again, why are people so much happier during the holidays in Bavel than they are in Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Asi says back, Mipnei Shehein Aniyim, because the Bnei Bavel are Aniyim, so during the year they don't have too much work, or they don't have enough food. It comes to the holidays, they are happier. Why are the Tamir Chamim in Bavel Mitzuyanim? Rashi says, why do they dress up in fancy clothing? Right? Why do they dress up in fancy clothing? So he answered them, the Fisha Einam B'nei Torah, because they're not really B'nei Torah. So therefore, in order to get kavod, they have to dress in these fancy clothing. Why is there this disgusting spirit or something like that in the non-Jews? Because they eat creepy crawly things. So it arbahu Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Yochanan wakes up and says to them, Dardiki, my young lads, lo kachar marti lechem, have I not told you once before? And more lechachma achosiyat, possibly Mishnah, tell to wisdom that you are my sister. What does he say? Imbor lecha davar, something is clear to you, ka'achoscha, that you're like your sister, she has suralach, if you're so certain about something, like the halach about your sister being usher to you, omreyu, then you can say it. The imlav lo tomreyu, but if you're not sure about yourself, better keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. So therefore he said, all the answers you gave are basically wrong. So Amr Lay, so Rashi says to Rechiyah, V'leimel Amar Ezer Mehen. So tell us what's the right answer for all our questions. So he says, V'pnei ma ofa shebovel shemenim, why are the birds in Bavel so fat? V'pnei shelo galu. I guess they didn't go into galus. Shene Amar, that means, Shene Amar, the Pasuk says in Nirmiya, I think this might actually be the Haftorah for Tisha B'Av, Sha'anan Moav Minurav, V'shoketu al Shmarav, right, U'begola lo halach. So they did not go into Golos. I'm not sure how this teaches out, but he says. It says over here that they went to Golos. They did not get skinny or something like that. The Hachem in the Golu, and how do I know that the Opos and Eretz Yisrael went to? How do you know that the birds went into Golos? He says the Tanya of Yehuda Omer, Chamishim Ushtaim Shana Lo Over Ish Be Yehuda. For 52 years, nothing passed in Yehuda. Shneimar. Al ha'arim esav l'chiva nahi, me'of ha'shemayim, ad behema nadu halachu, behema begamarcha chamishim l'tarti havin, there was nothing in Yehuda for 52 years, they went into Golos. So the idea is that the reason why the birds in Eretz Yisrael are skinnier is because they didn't go into Golos. The birds in Bavel are fatter, because they went into Golos. I don't know what that means. Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, kulan chazru, all the valichayim that went into Golos to Bavel, they came back to Eretz Yisrael, chutz mikulyos ha'espanyan, except for this fish, the kulyos ha'espanyan. Why did they not come back to Amar Rav Hani Midrei de Bavel? So the Amar Rav Hani Midrei de Bavel. the springs of the water of Bavel, Mahajim Maile in Esam, the Etam. They're the water of Ein Etam, which is actually the spring, supposedly, I think, that fed the Beis HaMikdash. So that water all stems from a spring in Bavel, as I guess it's coming downstream, it's coming upstream, I guess, and these fish could go back into that stream, Vahai Kevdel Shari Shidre, since they don't have a spine, Lo Matzi Selik. They weren't able to go up through this water to reach Eretz Yisrael. Okay, why are they more happy when the holidays in Bavel than they are in Eretz Yisrael? Because those in Bavel were not in the same curse that they were in Eretz Yisrael. The Ksiv, because it says by in Eretz Yisrael, Vishbati kol misusach agach hatshav vishabsa v'chol mo'ada. It says that I swore about all your shabbosim and all your mo'adim. Uksiv, and it says in Yeshaya, chatshechem umod, and this is a haftorah, I think, that we just did for Chazon. Uksiv chatshechem umodechem sanon nafshi hayulei l'torach. Your holidays and your Rosh Chodesh, I hated, God says, and they became a torach to me. So he cursed him. He didn't like it. My hayulei torach, what does it mean hayulei torach? Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo dayin l'yisroel shechotim l'fanai. It's not enough that they sin before me. Elo shematrichen oti leida izu gzeru kashar aviyaleim. They forced me to bring a terrible gzera upon them. Somehow that has to prove that they were cursed in Eretz Yisrael regarding the holidays. So they were happy with the holidays in Bavel. Amar Yitzhak, ein lecha kol regel v'regel, shlo basa b'leshes l'tzipori. What is the actual curse? The curse is that there was no holiday in Eretz Yisrael where the soldiers didn't come to Tzipori, I guess, and demanding stuff. Right? Amar Rachanina, ein lecha kol regel v'regel, shlo bala teveria agmon v'kamton u'bal zemora. That these generals, they came every holiday to bother and put burdens on Bnei Yisrael. And then he says, why do the Talmid Chachamim in Bavel, why do they have to get dressed up? Not because they're not paid Torah, rather, because they're not recognizable there. People don't know them there. So in order to get kavod, they have to dress a certain way, because people just don't know them. Right? To Amri Inchi, because people say, in my city, my name precedes me, I guess. Below Masa Tosva'ai. But it's not my city, then it's my clothing that provides me my kavod. All right, now the Gemara brings a braya that Bnei Bavel or Bnei Torah. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Habaim Yashrei Shakov Yatzitz Uparach Yisrael, that those who come are going to set root and they're going to spread out. Right, Tanya Rav Yosef, Eil Tamid Chacham Shabbos Shosim Tzitz and Uparachim Torah, that they make these flowers for the Torah. Mivnei Avod Chacham Muzahamim. So why are the non-Jews filled with Zuama? Shelo Amdu Al Har Sinai, because they were not present at Har Sinai. Shebishashav Nachash Achav. So this is very Christian theology, but with the time that the Nachash came, had Bia with Chava, Hitil Bazuhuma, he instilled into her the Zuhama, so Yisrael, Shamdu al Harsinai, Pascha Zuhumasan. So Bnei Yisrael that stood by Harsinai, so then they were cured of the Zuhuma. Ovde Chachavim, Shalom, Dun Harsinai, Lo Pascha Zuhumasan, they were not cured of the Zuhuma. Amal Irvacha, Breda Ravel, Ravashi, Gerimai, so what are the Gerim? They weren't there. So Amalei, now Afagav, the Inu Lo Havu, even though they weren't there personally, Mazlayu Havu. Their mazel was there. Something about them was there. The pasuk says, "Esher sher yeshno po, whoever is here, imano omei hayom with neir shem alokenu, v'esher sher einenu po." So whoever even wasn't here, that includes the geirim. The upligador of Abu Kahana, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Zuma didn't leave Bnei Yisrael until Har Sinai, argues on Rabbi Abu Kahana, who says the Amar Rabbi Abu Kahana at shlosha doros lo paska zuhuma v'asenu. It only took three generations for the Zuhuma to leave. Bnei Yisrael, right? Avram holy was Yishmael, Yitzchak holy was Esav, Yaakov holy was Shnei Shvatim, Shlo Hayyab and Shum Dofi. They had nothing, so they had no problems. It says over there, so according to this, the Zuhuma left Klal Yisrael after three generations of the Avos, not waiting all the way to Mamad Har Sinai. You're right. Huh? Oh, keep going.
First time ever. Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
He does the easy Gemara, I do the hard Gemara. Okay, says the Mishnah. Shover, we just did this Mishnah on Shabbos with the rabbi, with the Shirat opening Kalim. We're going to do this whole Gemara in 40 minutes. You could spend a month on this Gemara. It's one of the hardest Gemaras in the whole Shabbos because the topic's so difficult. Shover Adam Esachavis. The person's allowed to break a barrel. Lechol Hamena Grogris. To eat the figs that are in the barrel. So you want to break the bag, how are you going to get the figs? You got to open the barrel. You have to open it, it's not open. It's not like a doesn't open. You have to break it open. She says the Mishnah, you're allowed to break it open. Rashi says, Malaya grogris, it's full of dates, besakin with a knife, or besayif with a sword, lechol mimena grogris, the ain bimakalkel shum iser b'shabbos. Because mekalkel is not usher on Shabbos. No iser on Shabbos. Mekalkel. Right? That's what Rashi says. Difficult. Tosfos says we're talking about a very inferior kind of barrel. It's a very inferior type of kli, and therefore there's no issue of breaking the kli. The Ran says that we're talking about nothing to do with mekalkel, but since it's a small kli, since it's small, you could open it. Or different pshatim. Anyway, ubelvad shelo yischavin lasos kli. You only don't have kavanah to make a kli. That's one thing. That's right. Well, you, in a way, you are because now you're accessing it. In a way, you are. Right. So it's not a problem. Why not? Rashi says because it's mekalkel. The Ran says what is mekalkel? It's l'asim midrabanan. What's Rashi talking about? Tosfos says no. The whole barrel. That's what we really hold at Tosfos. The whole barrel is really inferior kind of barrel. So it's not really a kli. It's just something you put it somewhere. You can just have loose things lying around. Hey, put it in that thing. It's not really a kli. It's meant to open. Everything that we say about everything we open. That's really what we hold like. It's meant to open. It's not really a kli. It's just a container. It's not so strong. It's not important. All these things. Now, I'm not 100% sure of the makeup of a barrel. I'm not sure what's going to go on here. The ain nogvin b'magufa. You can't put a hole in the top. Magufa means the cover. Shalchavas of a barrel. Dev Rabbi Yehuda. The chum and matir. The chum say you can. Vlo yigven and mitida. Don't make a hole on the side. V'mhoye nekuva. And if there was a hole already. Lo yitin le shayva b'neishu m'mareach. You can't put wax on it to seal the hole because you're going to be smoothing down. And it's a problem of mimareach. It's smoothing down. Okay? Amr Yehuda, Maisha Balaf, they were Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Erev. One time it happened, they once came to Yochanan ben Zakkai, they told him, this guy's smoothing down his barrel. The Omar, and I told him, the Omar, and he said, Choshashani lo mechatas, I think he's over a chatas. He wasn't doing it on purpose, he was doing it by mistake. He said, oh yeah, I think he's over a chatas, because that's a serious issue. It's a serious avera. Amr Oshia, lo shanu eladrusos. This is only true if the figs are packed together. If the figs are packed together, then Rashi says, El Drusos, Shagrogros Drusos, the eagle. They're packed together like in a circle, like in a package. How are you gonna separate all the figs from each other? You need a knife. Once you're ready using the knife for the figs, we'll let you open the barrel with the knife, right? Obisayev or sword. The idea in metaldal, sayef, lechadoch grogris, since you need the knife to cut the grogris, chaver be nami lechavis. You can use it for the barrel too. Aval befrudos, that's the gemara, al befrudos lo. But if the figs are already separated, no. There's no heter to use a knife. Befrudos lo? What? Can you use a knife? Maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, maybe Adam es hachavis shal yayin, you're allowed to bring a barrel of wine, umatiz, rosha, besayef, and you can slice open the top with a sword. You can bring it to the guests. You don't have to worry. Now, there's no cutting. You don't cut wine with a knife. So what was the heter to bring the knife? How come you can't bring a knife? So the answer is, Hahi Rabbanon. That was the Rabbanon. Masnitzin Rab Nechemihi. Armishus Rab Nechemia. This pshat that you can only use the knife once you're already using it for something permitted is Rab Nechemia. That what? From the Chemi Holt, you can only use caleb for the intended purposes. According to him, you can never use a hammer to open a knot. You can't. Why? It's a funny thing to use a hammer for. We hold you can do that. He held you can't do that. So the only time you can use a knife is anyway you're picking it up for something mutter. What's something mutter? To cut the grape, to cut the dates. What possessed Reb Nechemia to say that? That the mission is only talking about cut figs that were not cut, and according to Reb Nechemia, Luke make refruits for Rabbanon. The normal pshat. It's talking about the Rabbanon, and we're talking about even figs that are not, dates that are not smacked together. And why can you use a knife? Because I've opened the barrel. How about someone open the barrel? With a knife. No, get a knife. What possessed him to be such a pigeonholed Mishnah? Amarava, because Masis and Kishise, because the Mishnah was difficult to him. My area diktani grogos. Why did the Mishnah say grogos? Listen to peros. Listen to peros. Apples and oranges and peaches and plums. Why been dafka grogos? There must have been some chiddush about that. Ella, my Elishma, I'm not about Jerusalem. It must have been talking about Jerusalem. That's a possessant to say that. Okay. Tony Chada, one brisa says, Chosalos, Shel Grogros, Chosalos are like weak, inferior kinds of baskets. Shel Grogros, that baskets, weak, inferior kinds of baskets. Shel Grogros, Grogros are in there, dates are in there. So shall, I'm sorry, Grogros are figs. So tomorrow more dates, right? Mata, you can untie it. Umafkia, you can rip it open. V'chotechen, you can cut it. The Tanya Idach, another Bryson said, Mata, you can untie it. Like, in other words, it's like tied, the basket's tied on top. You can untie that. You can rip it open. You can cut it open. The Tanya Idach, another Bryson said, no. Mata, you can untie it. Avalo mafkia, avalo chotech. You can't rip it open, and you can't cut it open. So, again, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are the ones who say you could do anything. And ha, Rabbi Nechemya. And the one who said you can't do anything is only Rabbi Nechemya. The Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya Omer. Afilu tarvud, even a spoon. Afilu talus, even a talus. Afilu zakin, even a knife. And he told him, el tzarech tashmishan. You can only use these items for their intended purpose, not for something else. Right? So therefore, what does that do to chasalos? Right? So therefore, you can't use any kli to open the chasalos, except your hands, because you can't use kalim for any other purpose, even for not intended purposes. Okay. Now, what? Maybe you want to use it to protect yourself from the rain. So you could put it over your head or something like that. Can't do that. It's not an intended purpose. Or maybe someone's cold, so you wrap them in a talus. That's not really what a talus is for. But the person's cold. It's one of the children that's cold. Can't do that. It's only for davening. It doesn't mean that talus says here doesn't mean a talus. It means a shirt.
So how come we can use the talus to put on the table?
We don't holler up in Nehemiah.
Right?
We don't holler up in Nehemiah.
That's a good answer.
Baimine Rivshay Mirvshashis. Mao the Mirvraz Chavisa Birutya Bishabsa. What about taking a spear and piercing a hole in the side of the barrel on Shabbos? I think that's what this means, right? Can you do that? Take a spear and I'll puncture a hole in the side of the barrel. And I'll get the wine out. Can I do that? So lepitzcha kamachavim v'aser. Well, am I intending to make a hole and it's aser? What's the iser, by the way? Of intending to make a pesach. What iser is that?
You're turning it into a kli.
No, it's already a kli. I'm just making an opening. So what iser is that? It's not a kli. So back up on top, I think Rashi says. I think it's, Yeah. Rashi doesn't say why.
He says so on the previous.
He's, yeah, I think it's Makar Patish or something like that, or Tikkun. It's not a Makar Patish is a Malacha. So if I take a spear and I put a hole in it, is that the same thing? Well, you're attempting to make a hole in its Aser. Oh, Dilma, maybe, La'ayin Yafa Kamachavim Vishari. Maybe I just want to, Rashi says, La'harchiv Motze Yayin Benegrin Blood. So I'm going to make the hole there already. A tiny little hole. I want to make it a little bigger. So, can I do that? Midlo nakiv le kederach hanogvin, nakiv agul v'yafa. I didn't make a hole like a regular person. A regular person hires a guy to make a nice hole in the barrel. So I'm not doing that. I'm just taking a stick and I'm sticking it in there, make the hole bigger. Can I do that? There's already a hole there. Just make it better. So, amalei, so he told him back, lepitzcha kamachavim v'asr. No, you're intending to make a hole and that's asr. You're intending to take a Pesach and it's Aser. Meisvei, one second. Rosh Megamil Omer. Mevi Adam Chavis Shalyayin. You're allowed to bring a barrel of wine. Umatiz Rosha Besayif. And you can take a sword and slice open the top. Right? So if that's Mutter, why can't I make a hole in the side? What's the difference? I can make that. I can break open the, basically make a full hole. What's the difference? Hasam, over there, Vadai le'ayin yafa kamachavim. You're for sure doing that, not because you want to make a nice opening. No. You're slicing it open. You don't care what it looks like. You just want a big opening. You're very thirsty. Hacha, but over here by the spear, im isid le'ayin yafa kamachavim, if you wanted to make a nice opening, if you wanted to just make a better opening, Liftuchi miftach. So do it on top. Why are you doing it on the side? A funny thing. So obviously you're intending to make a Pesach and it's a problem. Again, what exactly is going on here? I'm not 100% sure. Because it gets even more. Look at the next one. Ain dog from Magufa. Now I'm going to make a hole in the top, in the cover. Amr Fahuna, Machlokis Lamaila. The Machlokis is on the top, right? What Machlokis? Rabbi Huda said it's Aser, and the Chum said it's Mutter. Avul Minatad, but if I make a hole in the side of the barrel, Divir call Aser. Everyone said it's Aser. Vahainu Diktani, Lo Yikvenu Mitzida. That's what it means when it says you shouldn't make a hole. You shouldn't make a hole on the side. For Chista Amar, Chista says no. I disagree with that. Machlokis menatad. The machlokis is on the side. Agaba divya kol mutter. On top, everyone holds mutter. Because I open the barrel on Shabbos, everyone holds mutter. Vaditani lo yikvenu mitzida. But it says you can't do it on the side. So hasam over there. That means migufa dechavis on the side of the barrel itself. I don't know what does that mean? What does that mean? As opposed to what? As opposed to the side of the cover of the barrel. I'm not 100% sure what's going on here. I'm not sure the Messias of the case. Well, what's the case?
It's different than the top.
No, we're talking about the side. So they're making two distinctions in the side.
The side is going to run out on the top of the
bottom. What?
If you do it on the side, the liquid inside is
going to
run out.
No. Yeah, okay. I What do you mean? You're not destroying the thing. You're making it ticking. You're getting open. You're making an opening. Yeah, you got it open now. They do it on top. I don't know how they do it. I don't know exactly what they do. Tana Rabbanan. Ein nog for nekev chadash b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a new hole on Shabbos. V'yimbal lahosif mosif. But if you want to make a bigger hole on an existing hole, that's fine. V'yei shavim ein mosif. And you can't even do that. V'shavim. An old hole that you can, I guess, make it bigger or reopen it, that's not a problem. Why can't you make a new hole? Because you're making an opening. So if you make it bigger, you make it enlarge it, you're also making an opening. No, the rule is like this. Any opening that's not big enough. It has to be big enough that it can go out and in. Sometimes you can have a crack in a barrel, so it's coming out. But you can't put anything in that hole. That's a bit, right? Small holes, only leaks, you can't put anything in. Right? So, kol pesach, she'enu ozu l'hachtuzu l'hotzi, eno pesach. V'rabbanan hu degazer, the rabbanan made gzira, mishum lul shaltar l'degolim, on a chicken coop, de'avid li'iluye avira ula afuke havla. The air comes in, and the foul air goes out. Okay, the imbal lahosif mosif, and if you want to make the hole bigger, you can make the hole bigger. Okay. Now, that's by a chicken coop. Why? Asufe vade belosha kolavol lo asil asufe. Nobody makes the hole bigger. Why not? Nobody makes the hole bigger. You make a hole. Nobody makes it bigger. Mishum richasha, because then the bugs will come in. So you have a small hole just for some air for the chickens. Someone says, one of the Rishonim says, because otherwise the chickens are going to die. And that's so foul in there. You have to have some air. But you don't make the hole bigger because of the bugs. V'yeshomrim emosifin. You don't make it bigger. Zimnen delo tiknu meikara. Because maybe it's going to happen that you didn't make it right at the beginning. Vasila avuchebe. And you might come to make the hole. So don't touch the hole because you might make a new hole. Darsh of Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'yesh omrim. Halacha is like k'yesh omrim. Again, I don't know the mitzvahs of what's going on here. I don't know.
We had the Gemara like a week ago that said that if the animals inside the river are suffering, you're allowed to help the animal out.
That's because the only issue there is muksa. The only animals are muksa. Okay, so for Tzar Baal Lechayim, it shouldn't die. Okay, so you can go help the animal. Here, we're talking about a malacha. If you don't want the chickens to die, then let them come out. To leave them in there, and then they're going to suffocate. So you can't do a malacha for that. Then we said, Vishavin, they both agree, Shinokvin Nekev Yashan Lechadchila. They both agree that you can Nokvin Nekev Yashan Lechadchila. You can make an old hole. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Loshon El B'Makom Ba'Asu L'Shamer. That's only true if it's in a place where the hole is going to be protect the wine. What does it mean, protect the wine? So Rashi says in the last wide line, in the second to last wide line, Distamezu Lo Nasis El Distamezu, this hole Lo Nasis El Chlishmar Rea Hayayim. You only have to know the fragrance of the wine. Shelo Yete V'Yiskalkal. That otherwise it'll if the hole's open, all the fragrance will leave. Right? V'Kivin Delav Stima Ma'Al Yisa Avidi La. Since it's not such a great hole, great stuffing up. Lav Klumu. It's nothing. It's just that the fragrance shouldn't escape. You don't need a rock solid hole for that. Aval L'Chazek. But the strength of the barrel, Usser, that's a problem. What does that mean? So Rashi says She'Chazek HaKli. She strengthened the kli shel yetayeno. That shouldn't be a leak, right? Hoel v'stime ma'al yisahi. That's a very, you're going to use a lot of material to close up that hole. Ki hada nakiv le havikit kiposeach lechatchila. And then when you open it, it's like you made a new opening. When you open it, it's like it was a brand new barrel. There was a hole there, 100%. But you saw it's getting a little weak. I'm gonna fix this hole. We'll open a new hole, or maybe even the same one. That's already a new hole.
Well, this is closing the hole, right? Steam.
But to then you're going to reopen it. So why'd you close the hole? If you close it because you don't want the smell, the fragrance to go out, that's not close. That's not called closing up the hole. So then when you reopen it, you didn't do anything. But if it shouldn't be a leak, that's a very, very strong reinforcement. And then when you open the hole, it's like you opened a brand new hole.
Is there a problem with the closing of it?
Maybe it could be you did it before Shabbos. Even did it before Shabbos. Now, hechidami lishmar, hechidami lachazik. How do you know why the guy closed up the hole? How do you know? So, amar v'chista, l'mayla min ayayin zeu shimar. If it's above the wine, clearly you did it for shimar. Right, what happened? The barrel's half full. You saw a little crack up there. Now, not leaking out. It's above the wine. It's not going to leak out. So why would you bother stuffing up that hole? Because you don't want the fragrance to go out. Look. You don't want the fragrance to go out. The smell of the wine. Am I using the right word? Is that called fragrance? Bouquet. L'matim in a yayin, if it's below the wine, zeh l'chazek. Obviously, they're doing it to strengthen the barrel, and that's a problem.
Aroma.
What?
Aroma.
Aroma, right, aroma. Shkoyach. Rava Amar, Rava says, l'matim in a yayin, nami zeh l'shamer. No, even if it's below the wine, it could be for shimur. Ve'ev heichidam l'chazek, what's a case of chizek to strengthen the barrel, so it shouldn't leak? Kigon, shenikva lamata min hashmarim. You put it all the way at the bottom where the dregs are, right, exactly. Amar le'rabaya l'rava, tanya misayei alach. We have a brisa that supports you, right? Okay, complicated brisa here. Brisa supports you that what? So Rashi says, delo poka shem pesach minei, that it doesn't lose its name of a pesach, Ella bestima ma'al yisa. Unless it's very, very, very closed up very, very well. Okay? Tanya, the misaliyela. So, now here's the story. You have a house, and your house, you have a neighbor in the house. You share neighbors. You and your neighbor share a chatzar. So, how much of the chatzar belongs to you, and how much of the chatzar belongs to your neighbor? Right? You both live in the chatzar. You both live in the same chatzar, the same yard. You have a house. He has a house. How much of the chutz is yours? Can you take up 98% of the chutz? No, you can't do that. So what's the shear? The shear is base. So the shear is 4 amos. Everybody has 4 amos. What if there's more than 4 amos in the chutz? More, you have 4 amos. You have 4 amos in front of your house. What if your house is closed up? You sealed up the house. No one's living here. But in the front of the fair, you have 4 amos. You want to store stuff. You have the right to do that. So base sasum. So the house is closed up. Yeshua 4 amos. You still have 4 amos. Parat es petzima. You closed it up, whatever it is. Okay? Yeah. So, but parat es petzimov, if you took away the mashkov, like there's no doorpost here at all, then ain't lo dalet amos. Then you don't have 4 amos. Why not? Why not? Because it's not even called an opening anymore. I just take a board and I lock the door. No one's here now, right now, but I want to use the front of my yard. You can do that. Take the whole door frame off. It's not a door anymore. Same thing over here, right? You can make, there's two ways you can stuff it a hole. You can stuff it up and it's still really a hole, and you can make it, it's not even a hole anymore. Same thing. And then he says another halacha, Bei Shasam Eina Matame Kol Sevivav. If a house is closed up, it's not Matame all around, because sometimes the openings, it can even be Matame nearby. Parash says, Pachimav, Matame Kol Sevivav. But if you take away the doorpost, it will make Tame, it will make Tuma. What do you see from here? If you are Mevatel a Pesach, right? You can be Mevatel a Pesach with a good covering up. Fine. Gufsa, I think it's a spigot. What does that mean exactly? You're sticking a spigot on the barrel?
Yeah.
What? No, so Rav Asar or Shmuel Shari? Rav says you can't do that, and Shmuel says yes, you can. Mechatech, if you're gonna cut a mechatech lechatchila, you're gonna. By the way, it's not a faucet like made of metal, you know, they buy it on the, but it's not what it is. Basically, it's just a pipe, like a reed pipe, that you stick it in, and then the water, the wine, whatever's in the barrel, comes out through the pipe. So mechatech lechatchila. What? Yeah. The point is to cut it up to size. Now, no one holds you can do that. You can't make a kli like that on Shabbos to cut it down to size. Adure, if it just fell off and you want to stick it back on, no one argues on that. It wasn't finished yet. It was partially done. Manda asher gezvindel omasel mechatech lechila. The one says it's asher because if I let you do that, you'll come to make a new one. That's a problem. Manda shari lo gezvinon. And the one says it's mutter. It's not gozer for that.
Is this class of it wasn't perfectly finished?
You're gonna finish it. I don't know. And it sounds like the gemara to me, but I don't know. Kitanoi, another price like this. Ein chodkin b'shoferes b'yantif. You're not allowed to cut a reed on yantif. A shofer is a pipe. Vein tzarech l'om b'shabbos. For sure you can't do it through Shabbos. Nafal fell off. So it's ein there. Machzirin also b'shabbos. Vein tzarech l'om b'yantif. Right? And Rabbi Yoshia, Mekel. Rabbi Yoshia was Mekel. So Rabbi Yoshia, yeah, what was Mekel on? Ilem ha'resha. What was he Mekel on the resha? Hakam ha'chavim mana. What do you mean? You're making a kli. How can you be Mekel on the resha? El Aseifa, who's naked on the Seifa, Tanakam and Ami Mishra Kashari. Tanakam also allowed that. Ella the Chaticha v'lo Mesakna Ikbenayu. No, the question, well, the answer was that it was made, but it wasn't finished. Mar Savar Gazrinon, Tanakam was Gozer, Umar Savar lo Gazrinon. He wasn't Gozer. Dar Shashisha Bre Davidi, Mishmei de Rav Yochanan, Halacha Ker B'Yoshia. You're passing like a B'Yoshia. Fine. Now, though we said that you're not allowed to reseal. You're not allowed to reseal if there's a hole, a leak. You can't seal it with wax. Because if you seal it with wax, you are memorea. What about if you don't use wax? What if you use something else? So, mishcha, what about oil? I'm not sure how oil is going to stop the leak. I'm not sure how that's going to happen, but let's say it happens.
Thick one.
A thick oil, yeah. So, Rav asar, Shmuel shari. Right? Rav said it's asar, Shmuel said it's mutter. Manda asar, gazvina mishum shayva. We ask for this because you're going to come to use wax. Umayin d'shari, lo gazrinan. No, we don't make such a gzera. Amalei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Chana Rav Yosef. Bepirashit Rav Mashmei d'Rav Mishcha Shari. Rav said straight out that Mishcha's mutter. Amar Tavus Rishba, some person said. Amar Shmuel, hai tarfa d'asa, to use leaves of hadasim, is asher. My time, why? Rabbi Emir midifti amar gzera mishum marzev. It's a gzera, you're going to make a, marzev is a spigot, a faucet. What?
A gutter.
Ravashi amar gzera mishum yaktom. You're going to cut it to size. That's a problem. My benayu, what's the difference between them? Ikke benayu, the katim umanchi. The difference is if it's already cut. If they're already pre-cut, then the only one would say you can use it, and one would say you still can't use it. Okay. Be sadya. Beis Adya is a certain kind of, I think it's felt, which is a certain kind of material, right? And so we're talking about a new topic now, okay? Now, nobody wears garments made out of felt. Is that even true? I don't even know what felt is.
Oh, the hat is made out of felt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they use felt, of course, for padding in the suits.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why I need to check.
So, I want to get, can I wear felt in the street? I have a garment of felt. Nobody wears that. Can I wear it in the street? I think that's what the question is. Rav Amar Asar, Shmuel Shari. Rav says Asar, Shmuel says Mutter. Birachin, if it's soft, Kuli Amalo Pligi the Shari. Everyone holds it's Mutter. Bikashin, if it's hard, Kuli Amalo Pligi the Asar. Ki Pligi Bimitsi, the middle level felt. Right? Manda Asar, the one says Asar, Merci Kimasoi. Looks like a burden, like carrying it, it's a burden. Umanda Shari, Lo Merci Kimasoi. It says not like, not true. Vaha derav la beferish itmar. Rav didn't say this straight out. Ela mechlal itmar. It was derived. Derav iklalahu asra. Rav went to a certain town. Delo havele ravcha. There was no way to sit. There was no way to give the shear. So nafak yosef becarmelis. They went to sit outside in the carmelis. Isile be sadya. They brought out felt. Lo yosef. He wouldn't sit on it. He's sitting in the street. He's sitting in the yard. They sit on this. He wouldn't sit on it. Man de chaza, savra mishon de beisadja, usher. They thought, you know why he's not sitting on it? Because it's usher. Velohi, that wasn't the reason. The Rav, achruze machmas, Rav made an announcement. Beisadja shari, no, beisadja is mutter. That's not the reason I'm not sitting on it. The reason is mishon kvod robotenu. I'm not sitting on it, because what kind of covet is this? Lo yeshiva love? Right? Uman, I don't want my students sitting on the floor, sitting on this with this kind of material. Uman ni, who were they? Rav Kahana, virav, asi. Those are his talmidim. Okay? Next Mishnah. Oh, we're going to finish. Good. Nostin Tavshil, you're allowed to put food, l'toch habor, into a pit, b'shvil shiyehe shamor, that it should stay protected. It shouldn't, I don't know where you're putting it, you have a pot, you have nowhere to put it, you put it there. Right? Okay. The Rebbe says it's too hot in the house. They put it outside where it's cooler, right? So okay, you can do that. Ves hamayim. What about water? Hayafin, good water. It's good water in a sealed container. Biroim. You could put it in dirty water. Bishvil sheyitzdaninu. It can cool off. I want it to cool off, right? It's sealed, so okay. The outside's gonna be dirty, but the water's gonna be nice and cool. That you're allowed to do. Vesatzonein bechama, I could put cold food out into the sun. Bishvil chiechamu, that it should get hot. We learned this like 100 daf ago. That cooking in the sun is mutter. Cooking in the tolda of the sun is usher. But cooking in the sun is mutter on Shabbos according to everybody, even Mizman Hazeh. No, it's not even this derbanan. Cooking in the tolda of the sun is a problem. So if you have a pan outside in the sun, 100 degrees, and you take an egg and put it on the pan, that's a problem. But if somehow you're going to get the egg, I don't know how you're going to do this. How's it going to cook in the sun by itself? That's not a problem.
You put the egg outside. Just
on what? On what? On the ground?
You put it in the pan when the pan is cold inside.
Okay, you have to figure it out. Right? Now, Misha Nashru Kalev Baderech Bamayim. If you're walking and your clothing got all dirty, it got all wet because it was raining or something, but you went through a puddle. Mahalich behen ve'ena choshesh. Keep on walking. You don't have to be choshesh. Choshesh for what? So Rashi says, shenaflu l'mayim b'shabbos. Right? You don't have to be choshesh that you went to the laundromat today. You don't have to be choshesh for that. Keep on walking. Right?
As opposed to what?
Hmm?
Only outer garments.
Right, so shenaflu, what does the Gemara say? That if your clothing got dirty, mishenashu kelev b'mayim, but they're mahalik behen, they're nechoshish. Rashi says, shenaflu l'mayim b'shabbos. that the clothing fell into the water on Shabbos. How about you fell on Shabbos? You fell. You're walking, you tripped, you fell into the river. And don't worry about it. No one's going to think you went to the laundromat. Any choshish. You don't have to worry about it. What possessed Rashi to say that the clothing fell in? Like the clothing, they fell in, and then you put them on. This is a strange case. You know?
Not flow, but
he's him. No, not flow means they. Right.
If you fall into a puddle, that's a menace on you, it's a problem. If you trip and fell into a puddle, your clothes are wet, like
so people will think you when people will think. Okay, so people will think you went to the laundromat on Shabbos. I'm just telling what the Gemara is saying. I'm not making it up. The Mishnah Berurah does say you're not allowed to wear wet clothing on Shabbos. And this is unless you don't have any other clothing. You don't have to stay home. You don't have to go. Otherwise, you can't wear wet clothing on Shabbos. Interesting. Okay. Higia l'chatzer chitzona. You get to the first chatzer. She tochein b'chama. You can put them out in the sun to dry. Avalo kineged ha'am. But not if anyone's going to see. Marisayin. That's what it sounds like, right? So, pshita. Isn't it obvious you're allowed to put food into the bar? Like, why can't I do that? What's the problem? Exactly. What's the problem? Pshita. So ma'adatim anigzimishim ashvi gumos. Maybe you're going to make a gzera, you're going to flatten the earth or something. It's a problem. You're going to do charisha. Come on, shalom. I'm not worried about that. Then we said, v'samayim ayafim b'roim. You could put a jug of water in the river or in the pool to cool off. Pshita. What's the wrong with that? Seifa itzrichalei. Now, it was only written there for the seifa. V'yatzatzonein b'chama. To put the tzonein in the chama. You can put cold food in the sun. So now it's also poshut, right? Now then maybe you'll already get you'll get some coals. ready using the sun. Maybe we're afraid you're going to use coals. Kamash Milan, we're not worried about that. Next, Misha Nashro. Okay, so Amar Yehuda Marav, Kol Makom She'asru Chacham Mibnei Maris Ayin, anything that's Aser, anything that the Chacham Asered, because of Marathayin. Afilu b'chadri chadarim asr. It's asr even in private. If it's asr because of Marathayin, it's asr even in private. Now, didn't our mission say not like that? What did our mission say? Our mission said if your clothes got wet, you could dry them in private, but not in Kenegat Ha'am. So our mission is exactly the opposite. Toshma, our mission said, Tanan, our mission said, Shochet den mechama v'lo Kenegat Ha'am. Rabbi Yehuda made a rule. Rabbi Yehuda Marav made a rule. Anytime it's Marasayin, even Mechadji Chador Mitzasar. That's not our mission, didn't say that. Our mission said it's Mutter.
It's just counterintuitive, right?
Why?
Because if it happens in your house, all you found, by the way, just fell in the water, I'm putting my shirt out, guys, five people were there, okay. You're putting it out, people are going to start thinking. So a lot of things always are in your sanctum.
Because it's a low plug. What? Anyway, Tanoi, it's a machlokas Tanoim. Ditanya, shochet in bechama, avalo kineged ha'am. Yeah, that's what our Mishnah said, right? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, avalo kineged ha'am. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, osrin, even if it's not kineged ha'am. Right? In other words, it's always osr. It's always us, sir. Right?
But there's no malacha. It is only Marisayan.
Hmm?
There's no malacha involved, is it? It's only Marisayan.
It's only Marisayan. Right?
So why is it us, sir?
It's us because of Marisayan.
Marisayan.
People, this religion cares about what people think. What?
Who's going to see?
So it says in the bottom of the article, it says there's two possibilities. One, that you can't do something inside your house, you're going to come and do it one time when you think nobody's watching, but somebody will be watching, that's one. Or two, if you come to do it in your house, you may do it one time when you're not in your house. So
now, Tosva says, it's only, Maris Ayin, Bechad Jechar Dorm is only us. So let's say people assume the worst. What are they going to assume you did? What are they going to assume?
You washed clothes.
You bechal Shabbos. Says Tosfos, only if it's Osir Midaraisa. Only for what they think you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. But if what they think you did wrong is Osir Midaraisa, then you can't do it. But if what they think you did wrong is only an Osir Midarabanan, then it's Mutar. Bechadji Hadar, it's Mutar. It's very interesting.
Then it's not
Marisayan. What? Then it's not Marisayan, exactly.
Anywhere or just in your
Chajikadar? No, only Chajikadar. Right? So what are they going to think you're doing? What's the worst case scenario?
Laundry.
So that's an Issa Daraisa.
Yeah.
That's the law. That's one of the Lama Tas Malachas. Right. So if they think you did laundry, then you can't do it in the privacy of your own home. But if they could only accuse you of a Dirabanan, the worst thing you did is a Dirabanan, Muksa or something, then Chajikadar would be Muksa. It's not Muksa. You didn't do anything wrong. Get that straight. You didn't do anything wrong. They're going to excuse you. They're going to assume because that's how we are, right? We right away we jump.
Says you can't put it out in the sun.
What? Right. It's a machlokas. Some say you can do it in private, and some say even in private you can't do it. And told them that if you hold even in private, you can. It's only if they're going to accuse you of being over deraisa.
So you jump into the river to save someone who's drowning. So it's because now, so there's no issue at all, but you close away.
Right. So you so we said you can keep on walking. You just can't dry them in front of the people. That's all. So keep them on the whole Shabbos. You save someone's life. Very good. That's all. All right. We'll stop here at the bottom, and we will pick up tomorrow. No, we'll not pick up tomorrow, unless Mashiach comes in time. If Mashiach comes beforehand, then we'll have that tomorrow. Okay. We'll review. Yeah, if that's fine. And if not, we'll pick up on Friday morning. Everyone have a very good day.